Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful, important questions about raising children who will grow up to be kind, principled, and ethically strong. And today, I want to talk with you about something that might surprise you. Your 6 or 7 year old child is at the perfect age to begin learning about moral leadership and ethical excellence. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Moral leadership, ethical excellence, aren't those big concepts for such young children? And I want to tell you something the magic book taught me that changed everything. Ages 6 and 7 represent one of the most important developmental windows in your child's entire life for building the foundations of ethical thinking. Let me share what the research shows us. According to the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, children at this age are developing 5 core competencies that form the foundation of moral leadership: self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, and responsible decision-making. And here's what's so wonderful about this age. Your child's brain is developing the abstract thinking skills needed to understand concepts like fairness, justice, and responsibility, while they're still deeply influenced by the trusted adults in their lives who model principled behavior. The Harvard Graduate School of Education's Making Caring Common project has found something truly hopeful. Empathy and ethical thinking are not innate traits that some children have and others don't. They are skills that can be systematically developed through evidence-based strategies and consistent practice. Your child can learn to be a moral leader, just like they can learn to read or ride a bicycle. Now, let me tell you what this looks like in real life. When your 6 or 7 year old sees someone being left out on the playground and they speak up to include them, that's moral leadership. When they notice that something isn't fair and they say so, even when it's hard, that's ethical excellence. When they make a choice to tell the truth even though they're worried about the consequences, that's principled decision-making. These small, everyday moments are where moral leadership is born. The Aspen Institute's research confirms something the magic book has always known. Social-emotional learning is most effective when it's integrated across home, school, and community settings. This means that the conversations you have at the dinner table, the way you respond when your child makes a mistake, the stories you share together, all of these create consistent opportunities for your child to practice ethical behavior in real-world contexts. So what can you do as a parent to nurture this incredible capacity in your child? Let me share some gentle, practical strategies. First, model ethical decision-making in your own life. Your child is watching you, learning from you, absorbing your values like a sponge. When you make a choice based on your principles, even when it's difficult, talk about it with your child. Help them see that ethical choices aren't always easy, but they're always worth it. Second, create opportunities for your child to practice perspective taking. Ask questions like, how do you think your friend felt when that happened? What do you think they needed in that moment? This helps your child develop empathy, which is the foundation of all ethical thinking. Third, celebrate when your child speaks up for fairness or makes a principled choice. Notice it, name it, honor it. You might say, I noticed that you stood up for your classmate today when they were being teased. That took courage, and I'm so proud of you. That's what moral leadership looks like. Fourth, read stories together that show characters making ethical choices and facing moral dilemmas. Stories are such powerful teachers because they allow children to explore complex ethical situations in a safe, imaginative space. And speaking of stories, let me tell you about one that the magic book and I think you'll find truly special. It's called The Marble Voices of Ancient Athens, and it's about Lucas and Ella discovering something magical. They find that ancient marble columns glow and echo with voices when children speak up for fairness. Through their adventure, they learn how small actions of speaking up for what's right created democracy itself. What I love about this story is how it shows children that their ethical choices matter. That every time they speak up for fairness, every time they stand up for what's right, they're part of something larger than themselves. They're contributing to a long, beautiful history of people who chose to do the right thing, even when it was hard. After you read this story with your child, You might talk with them about times when they've spoken up for fairness or seen someone else do so. Help them understand that every ethical choice they make is part of a larger story of creating a just world. Ask them, when have you seen someone speak up for what's fair? How did that make you feel? What would you do if you saw something unfair happening? The Magic Book reminds us that moral leadership isn't about being perfect. It's about being willing to learn, to grow, to try again when we make mistakes. It's about developing what researchers call a moral compass, an internal sense of right and wrong that guides our choices even when no one is watching. And here's something truly beautiful. When you nurture your child's capacity for moral leadership, you're not just helping them become a better person. You're helping create a better world, because children who grow up with strong ethical foundations become adults who stand up for justice, who treat others with compassion, who make choices based on principles rather than convenience. The research is so clear on this. Ages 6 and 7 are a golden window. Your child's brain is ready. Their heart is open. They're developing the cognitive capacity to understand abstract moral concepts while still being deeply influenced by your guidance and love. So I want you to know, wonderful parent, that the work you're doing matters. Every conversation about fairness, every story you read together, every time you model ethical decision-making, you're planting seeds that will grow into a lifetime of principled choices. The Magic Book and I believe in your child's capacity for goodness. We believe in your ability to nurture that goodness. And we're here to support you every step of the way with stories that teach, inspire, and empower. You can find the Marble Voices of Ancient Athens and so many other beautiful stories in the Book of Inara app. Stories that help children understand empathy, fairness, courage, and kindness. Stories that make moral leadership feel natural and achievable. Thank you for being here today, my wonderful friend. Thank you for caring so deeply about raising a child with strong ethical foundations. The world needs more parents like you and more children growing up with the kind of moral leadership you're nurturing. With love and starlight, Inara.